What's up, Wednesday? I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
Kevin.
You ain't gonna fucking trick me with that fast shit. Get the fuck out of here.
Okay, so everything that we're gonna talk about today, China set to ban minor players playing video games on Wednesday weekdays.
I think he said DVDs at some point.
Well, now for those at home, if you slow it down, what you'll just have heard Jared say is that China is now restricting children to playing video games for only 1 hour a day, which is good for American players because we won't have to worry about those Chinese hackers anymore and Call of Duty.
I mean, we will just, man, just between that 1 hour.
Just less of it.
They are actually going to, they're limiting kids under 18. They cannot play Monday through Thursday at all. And then they only allow 1 hour gaming on Friday, Saturday, and Sundays. And public holidays. That's nuts.
They're building a new army. One that will not be addicted to video games like everyone else in the world.
But
it is some old man shit. It really is.
Yeah.
Well, in a way, when you really look at the culture in Japan,
This is China.
Well, I misspoke. I'm sorry. The culture in China is that's it, video games. And so the addiction levels are out of control there. I mean, this is a little too far, I think, but you know, they feel that they have to step in.
Yeah. I don't know, man.
Or it could just be China being China.
I think it's more of that, but also it's an attention grabber.
I do agree that, like, in at least what we've seen from, like, just the news and stuff over the last decade or more, is that there is definitely, yes, an addiction aspect to their gaming, where you'll hear these stories about, you know, man played at a, you know, cyber cafe or whatever for 48 hours straight and died in the chair. Like, right. I mean, does that happen in America? Probably. But I feel like we hear about it more often from over there because I guess, like, those kind of computer cafe things are way more common. Over on the other side of the world.
I mean, probably because it's the software. I mean, the hardware is harder to get or more expensive out there. So it's easier. It's cheaper to basically live in an internet cafe than it is to like, buy a huge rig for home.
So.
Yeah.
All right.
But that's some news. I did see that recently and was like, damn.
There goes half your Fortnite base.
I'm proud to be an American. At least I know I'm free.
No. Free to play video games more than, I mean, I don't play more than an hour a day unless you count, well, the amount of time I waste on my phone.
I wish I played more than an hour a day. I mean, as you younger listeners will learn as we get older, life takes you by the respective genitals and really just tugs on you until it's bedtime. You might be able to sneak in an hour or two of gameplay if you try hard enough. Man.
Yeah.
I played some, well, I guess we'll talk about that on Thursday, but I will say, man, I'm still going through Watch Dogs, and it's so good. But every time I think it's going to end, they're like, nope, there's still two more people you have to capture. Just keeps going. Also, did you guys hear that Mike Richards was fired from Jeopardy? The executive producer who executive produced his ass to a host position, then out of the host position, and then out of the job.
It's a weird bounce. He only hosted like one episode. Like they filmed,
that's all it took.
They filmed like one day, and then pretty much immediately pulled him. You know, if they had just listened to the fans and put LeVar Burton in, this wouldn't have fucking happened.
Yeah,
I mean, I guess he'd still be executive producing. That was the big news from today, is that he also got fired from that position as well.
Right.
He's been an executive producer on Jeopardy and Wheel of Fortune for like 20 years.
Hmm. Yeah, and he's been a piece of shit for about all 20 of those, from what I hear, at least to women. So that is the alleged, that's the alleged stories there. So I can understand why they cut ties with him, which is good. But yeah, they did LeVar Burton dirty. Like, he should have had that position. They even did, I can't remember her name, but Malum, is it the Blossom, the actress who played Blossom. Malum Malik or whatever, her, like, she was a host as well, and she would have been a better full-time host, but they only have her on for like special episodes, or like, you know, like when they do college or celebrity editions or something like that.
Isn't she a piece of shit too?
No. From what I heard, she's very with her family, she's very homely, or I don't know how to say it without sounding like an asshole. Yeah, exactly. Her parenting style is unorthodox to most Americans, and thus she is kind of shunned for that. There you go.
Yeah, that's kind of bullshit. Who cares? Who gives a shit? She does the co-sleeping stuff still, and her kids are like six.
I think she's an anti-vaxxer too, which is kind of a bummer.
That would not make any sense at all. That wouldn't make any sense at all. You know, she was part of that DLC for Borderlands about like helping like find cures for shit. There's no way she's anti-vax.
Okay, she says she's not anti-vax according to Vanity. Despite previously admitting to not vaccinating her children, she clarified that she's vaccinated against COVID-19 and not at all an anti-vaxxer. Okay, I stand corrected. All right. It's Mayim Bialik. I feel so bad that I can't say her name right, but I just knew her as Blossom.
Yeah, or she's on Big Bang Theory.
Who watches that? What's that?
Big Bang Theory?
Oh, I guess this is the reason why, is because she ruffled feathers when she wrote a New York Times article about Harvey Weinstein's victims, where she made comments that seemed to blame the victims.
Oh, that's shitty.
So she stated, I dress modestly. I don't act flirtatious with men as a policy, which some saw as an insult to other Hollywood women. She also wrote, those of us in Hollywood who don't represent an impossible standard of beauty have the luxury of being overlooked and in many cases ignored by men in power unless we can make them money. And then she later apologized for the way her remarks were construed.
And she's not wrong in that respect. I mean, it's sad but true, you know. But yeah, Jeopardy, everyone. Alex Trebek dies, and the whole show he just goes to fucking shit.
Like, yeah, because they didn't put LeVar Burton in.
Yeah, LeVar Burton would have been a great
fucking gem of a human being.
Like 99% of population were like, yeah, LeVar Burton's a great idea. And that 1% was Mike Richards. Yeah. And he's like, no,
me. I put so much money in this. I deserve it.
Is Bobcat Goldthwait? Bobcat Goldthwait would have been a better host than Mike Richards, but not saying anything bad about Bobcat Goldthwait, because he's actually he's pretty awesome. So, I feel really bad if that was his real voice. But he's very calm.
No, that's not his.
It can't be, right?
No, it's not his real voice. No.
Yeah, have you ever seen Bobcat Goldthwait in anything that wasn't Police Academy when he wasn't Zed or whatever?
Yeah. I mean, I was going to say Scrooge, but he's essentially the same character in Scrooge, too.
Yeah, because you're right. But that was still, that was around the Police Academy era. When he started becoming like a writer-director, like he really, dude, World's Greatest Dad was a good one with Robin Williams. And then he also did a movie called God Bless America with, I think it was Brian Doyle Murphy, or it was one of the Murray brothers. But it was fantastic. Like I said, I like Bobcat Goldthwait. I think he's a pretty funny guy. So, I would like to see him host Jeopardy if we can't get LeVar Burton back.
Can you, let's see, can you hear my audio? Because I'll play his real voice.
Really well.
That's good.
But yeah, I've been behind the scenes. People don't know that, but I used to direct the Jimmy Kimmel show. I back did that.
It was fun.
So it's you know, pretty normal.
I can still hear it though.
Yeah. Oh, you can, because you want to hear them good. They're like, just a little, the little Tourette's part.
That sounds like Pauly Shore.
Oh, no. No, Pauly Shore is way more, I think he's slower.
Yeah, but it's still that kind of like,
Oh yeah,
Southern California, whatever.
Is he from California? Let's see. Bobcat Goldthwait. But seriously, though, watch his movies. He's got some really funny movies. Like, and he's pretty. I like his stuff. I can't recommend his movies enough. So, yeah, I recommend it.
Let's see. There's more news in the Activision Blizzard case.
Oh no.
Which California has accused them of withholding and suppressing evidence. So they
to which the world went, yeah.
Yes. So I guess the HR department was shredding documents that are relevant to the investigation. So
yeah,
cool.
Makes sense. Hey, can we fire Bobby Kotick yet? Is it time?
Very surprising that he hasn't like been fired yet. Is there not like a board of directors somewhere?
There is somehow, and they keep giving him bonuses. Like that's really, they just keep rewarding that asshole.
Hey, bud, another month.
Start at the top and work your way down, man. Just shut them all down. Hey, by the way, I wanted to say that we have some Soulja Boy news. I mean, it's not quite geek stuff, but him and Kanye are beefing.
Hold on, I got something for that, I think.
Hold on, there was some Soulja Boy news last week, too, that was geek-related and was very funny.
Yeah, that's true.
Didn't we start? I remember we started talking about that, and then we went off.
We were going to play the drop, and then we ended up talking about Afghanistan. Let me see if I can
get it on the first try.
All right.
Soulja Boy content. Soulja Boy's cool. Soulja Boy's console. Soulja Boy news.
Yeah.
Now it's real.
So the news from last week was that Soulja Boy, I think, was like, I own all of Atari's video game collection. And Atari went, the fuck you do? Or something like that.
Yeah, I think I think he was like, he's part owner of the company.
Oh my god.
Some shit. And then they were like, nah.
I always love when he gets called out on shit. Like I remember when he first hit, he was on Halo and he was like, I'm the best at Halo. I'm in the top 10 in the world. And Bungie was like, yo, man, we saw your stats. nah, son.
Yeah, I don't know who you went to deal with, but the guy in the alley just sold you Itari.
And now he's going to sell Atari games on his Soulja Boy console.
Yeah.
Fucking Jesus ridiculous. Christ.
Man.
What's the new news? What's the new?
Kanye removed him, I think, from his new album.
Allegedly,
yeah. And so, Soulja Boy's saying, like, here was my verse. And he, like, released his verse trying to make it all popular and shit. And it's just
Rick and Morty, and then like his new thing. Didn't he like do like a Rick and Morty rap? Wasn't that him too?
Maybe. I don't know.
You know,
oh my God, it's all over TikTok.
The funny thing about it is that he's taking the beef a step further, and he went on his Twitter and he posts a picture with Kanye's wife, who will remain nameless because she shouldn't be repeated, or else she shows up if you say it three times.
Is that a threat or
no? It's she will haunt you like a Candyman. She will kill you.
Just her voice.
Oh my god. So anyways, he posted a picture of her and was like, I was the first rapper that was with her. Just like, damn.
Okay, Soulja Boy.
You were like six.
Yeah.
When she released her sex tape was released. Get the fuck out of here.
That was with Ray J. Why do I know that? Well, yeah, because I can't avoid it. And I've watched it 28 times.
Hey, look, Rick and Morty by Soulja Boy. It's garbage. It's
probably
garbage.
I mean, it's bad enough that he couldn't even use the same artwork. It looks like somebody else drew Rick and Morty for this.
No. It's bad. Also, speaking of Kanye West, his new album got a 0 out of 5.
Good.
People are absolutely shitting on him because he had Marilyn Manson on it.
Yep.
And people are like, hey, that guy's a fucking creep. No, thank you. Get him out. And it's not the creep, like, because he was weird in the 90s and early aughts or whatever. It's just, no, dude's a fucking psychopath, like, for reals.
Yeah, and yeah. And there was there's been talk of him being a woman abuser as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that
I think Rachel Evan Woods came out and said something about their relationship.
Oh yeah, he was abusive as shit.
Yeah. So, and he's just a gaslighting asshole.
I refuse to listen to that man and listen to his stuff. I was like, no, thank you.
So it just hits different, man. It ain't worth it when you listen to it and you're trying to like listen like it and then you realize it's an abuser writing and
I was talking about Kanye. I'm not listening to his albums.
Oh.
I was talking about Marilyn Manson in a very long time, probably since his first song came out, and I was like, oh, don't like that.
So. Yeah. Like I said, I don't think if you stop after college dropout, I think you're gonna have a happy Kanye life. If you go past like what was it, graduation? Good luck. It just gets fucking weird and not good down the way.
I think people just blew too much smoke up his ass.
Yeah, he's overrated. Like, he's not that great.
He's overrated. He's just into himself more than anyone's into him.
100%, I think he's overrated. I don't think that he's great.
I don't think that he's the genius that everyone made him out to be back in, like, 2005. And I think that, like, level of praise and hype that was thrown his way went straight to his head, and he's never been able to let it go. And I think that's still part of his problem today is that, like, he still lives on this cloud of all this hype that he got from, you know, 15 years ago. And I think the world that for the most part has kind of been like, okay, you had a couple of good albums, but like you're batshit fucking crazy. And you're not worth the time and effort. Like, I have my own mental illness to deal with. I don't need to deal with yours too.
Yeah. And then he just does things for publicity, like bringing out Marilyn Manson. It was straight up just to get people to talk, to listen to the album. He's a great marketer. I'll give him that. But fuck him. I don't like him.
Same.
So, all right, we'll end it there. Well, that'll be fine.
That's a good way to... Positive Wednesday, everyone.
Yeah. We'll get some hate from this, and sorry if anyone listening likes Kanye West, you're more than welcome to. Like, no one's saying that you shouldn't or can't. These are just our views. So, a lot of better other rappers out there.
A lot. The Soulja Boy ain't one of them, but a lot.
Well, one could argue.
Oh my God! Listen to that Rick and Morty track, and then let me know.
Hold on, I'm gonna play this out. It's gonna be our exit music instead of the normal one today.
Oh, Franco, Soulja, Rick,
I'm Jeremy,
Rick and Morty, 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 Rick